Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line is Gushwell Brooks, the communications coordinator at the South African Human Rights Commission. Gushwell, we're going to have to give you your own bit of introductory music because you are such a regular here these days.
I'm flattered and thank you. And I was listening to the sports early on, so thank you for reminding me that that the Springboks or the Springbok A side is playing the British and Irish Lions. I'm very happy that you
joined us. At least we've got our priorities in order. Gushwell, the country is in a precarious mood right now, precarious state, a dangerous mood right now. Are you in any way surprised by the position we find ourselves in?
Deeply surprised, but, you know, to a large extent. But at the very same time, I think it's quite blatant and obvious and clear that we should have expected this, considering that this is a complex issue. And even though it started off as a political mobilization, I think what has happened since is that people who are looting, who are doing what they are doing for apolitical reasons, but rather for socioeconomic reasons, well, we should have seen this coming, because I think that a lot has gone wrong within South Africa and we have really not fixed the socioeconomic conditions for the majority. And it's unfortunate. It doesn't justify what we see happening at the moment. But to some extent, it explains it.
So let's rewind a little bit, because this did start with the imprisonment of Jacob Zuma. And I came across a really interesting article by Lwando Xaso. She wrote for the Daily Maverick, I think it was. And she spoke about the fact that how is it that Jacob Zuma would have had the kind of support that he had to begin with that could have set this all off? Is there a failure in teaching our people about constitutionalism? And I thought, just, you're involved in human rights. Do you agree with her? Do you think there's an urgency of constitutional literacy in this country?
I do agree with you. I think that, unfortunately, I mean, a lot of this has to do with fallacies doing the rounds at the moment. For example, you know that the former president and his legal team and his supporters have, for example, reiterated this notion that is being unlawfully and irregularly imprisoned because he wasn't given an opportunity for a trial. You know, and you know, there's a long list of other things that have happened in the process. I mean, we're all aware that a legal challenge was launched in the High Court, in the Pietermaritzburg High Court, despite the fact that a finding was made by the Constitutional Court. So the ultimate problem with it is that these things are happening in a society where lawyers who understand the law and people who understand the law and the Constitution should be conducting themselves better. But what we're seeing is people are manipulating the truth, that they're lying and that they're drumming up support, and they're getting people extremely upset and getting people extremely, you know, quite frankly, misleading these people into launching these particular protests. But I think then added to that is, of course, the fact that there's also opportunistic criminality, that there's nothing to do with the former president, where people are basically seeing shops being laid bare. And they see this as an opportunity for them to go loot and to take as much as they possibly can. And that has nothing to do with the politics of the former president or the Constitutional Court or any of those things. It's ultimately people being criminals and opportunistic.
And because there seems to be such an incredible failure by law enforcement to maintain any semblance of control, there appears to be, as we speak, an absolute increase in the rise of vigilantism. What is your take on that?
It's deeply concerning, and especially based on the fact that the vigilantism is also starting to take racial undertones. I'm sure that you've seen the clip during the round where, and I just received a report early on from the CEO of the commission where anecdotally he was told that black shoppers are being turned away from certain malls because they are seen as potential looters. Added to that is obviously also this idea that there's an ethnic mobilization. So in other words, the former president belongs to a particular ethnic group. This seems to be an attack, or some people are interpreting it as an attack against a particular ethnic group. So inevitably what it has done is it has thrust us into the midst of an argument and a debate and a fight. Where people are claiming that it's their ethnicity that's under attack, rather than looking at the fact that it's an individual that has found himself foul of the law, has failed to appear in front of the Constitutional Court, and now has a whole group of supporters who are following and rally and who have been rallied in his name, busy wreaking this havoc across the land.
So, Gashwal, how do we fix this, and what is the role of the South African Human Rights Commission going forward? Because clearly we have an issue that we need to sort.
I think the difficulty is, I've said it, if every single time you had to give me 100 rands for the amounts of time I've said that this is our collective responsibility, I'd be a millionaire by now, quite frankly. Because it is our collective responsibility. It's not just the state. It's not just the South African Human Rights Commission. It's not just faith-based communities. It's not just civil society. It's all of us that need to take responsibility for the mess that we are facing at the moment. And I'll explain why I say that. But as for the South African Human Rights Commission, the chairperson is contacting the leaders of political parties and appealing to them so that they can ask their members to cease these activities. Of course, some political parties have already started doing that, and they've already addressed their members, condemning the violence, condemning the looting, and much of the scenes that we've seen over the last couple of days. But what I'm trying to say is, as a society, first and foremost, we need to equip us with an understanding and knowledge, sufficient knowledge of the Constitution, what these rights are, and just because we have rights doesn't mean that we can abuse them and that they're inexhaustible as well. Ultimately, we also need to be honest about the fact of how we got into this particular mess and why we're in this situation. And I think that since action is being taken, it's quite disappointing to see that there are elements within society that are trying to fight against action being taken in holding people to account for the damage that they've done to our economy. You and I and many of your listeners listening to the show right now are much poorer than what we should be as a result of the looting that we've seen, not just physically over the last couple of weeks, but for the last 9 years, 10 years, where a huge portion of this country's fiscus had been stolen. And the very people who are pleading hunger today, who are taking to the streets and looting, unfortunately, their situation could have been much better if it hadn't been for the poor leadership that had been shown previously. And it's time that we educate and understand these issues. And some of them may seem sophisticated, but they're quite frankly quite basic and straightforward to understand. We need to take responsibility for how we act. We need to take responsibility for our leaders, because ultimately we put them in power. And once they're held to account, we need to support that, because this is the constitution that all of us, by mere virtue of being citizens of this land, have signed up for.
Amen to that. What wise words for this afternoon from you, Gashwal Brooks. Thank you so much for your input this afternoon. I love what you said, the fact that it's up to each and every one of us to play our part, because only that way will we sort out this mess. Thank you for your input this afternoon, and as always, sure we'll be chatting again sooner rather than later.
Only a pleasure. All the best to you and your listeners.